This Gemara mentioned some of the halachas of Orig, regarding Tuma, so it's going to continue now with other halachas that have nothing to do basically with the sugya about Shabbos, but totally has to do with Tuma. That's pretty much this whole Amud. Okay, Musat Sak al Habeged. A sak has an additional tuma more than a beged, shetame mishum orik, that it's also tame because of being a woven fabric, sak. So Mar says, atu beged lav oriku, right? All begotten are woven. That's the makabal tuma, mishum orik. Hachi komer, musat sak al habeged apopisha eno orik tame. Even though it's not mamish woven, but a sak is makabel tumah, even though it's not mamish woven. So Mara says, l'may chazi, what does that mean? What are we talking about? What is it fit for? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, shekein oni kolea sholosh nimin, v'tola v'tzavor bito. An oni will braid, twist, three hairs. The sock is made out of goat hair. So an oni will take three hairs and braid them, and the braiding is in the place of weaving them. And he ties it onto his daughter's neck, right, in order to use it as a chain to tie on her tachshitin. So a sock is used even if it's not mamish woven, and therefore it's makabel tumah even like that. Let's see Rashi till here.
What is a sock?
It's
a chain?
Sock is a sackcloth, but it's made, and basically it means things that are used for making sacks, right, which is goat hair. Okay. Sak, who also me notes are some easy. Sak is made out of the goat hair. Shafal pisha enu orig, elekot kela cotton, also me notes are some easy, even though it's not woven, but you braid a small amount from goat's hair, litlos bobote nefesh, and use it as a chain to hang on various things that hang down over a woman's chest, litzavar bito, and it goes around the neck, tome. Shadarko batach, that's the normal way of using these goat hairs. Batach shidu, the chachikomer, shu tame mishum orig, afo pishenu orig. Even though it's not mamish woven, still tame mishum orig, that's a special halacha of sak. Kole gimel nimin, gimel chutin shal matve, shal notza shal izim tzvua. Now she says that the hairs have to be spun. They're not just stam hairs. They're spun hairs into threads. They're made into a thread, right? And then you use them, you braid them. You take those spun hairs that are now threads, and you braid them, and you dye them. They're what's it called? They form this chain that holds on the tachshitim. The tola b'tzavar bito ukliyosa zuei igoso. The braiding is considered like weaving. Me'achashu tovi, since it's already spun. Kedamor and Gabitichi Khalil Tabresh Pirkin, the Korilu Orig. Right? The Gemara called this kind of braiding Orig before in the beginning of the Perik. The Hadakom Rafa Pishenu Orig, Kalomar Lav Orig Mam. It's not Mamish Orig. It's not really woven like you weave things, but it's braided. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go into more halachas of Sak. Ton Rabbanan, Sak. Ain li el Sak. Right? You might think it's only a sack. Sackcloth that people wear. These are also made out of goat hairs, right? Not from wool or linen, but they're much more coarse and hard kinds of threads made out of goat hair. So how do you know that it comes to include also kilkli and chavak? These are things that are made to go underneath the stomach of a donkey. And they're not made out of linen or wool. They're very coarse things made out of goat hair, but they're not a sack. They're not a sack, right? But they're similar to a sack. How do I know that's also makabel tumah? Talmud lomar o sack. The Torah uses the extra word o to include these things. Yochos ani marbes hachavolim v'yasamashichos. If that's the case, and there's other things made out of goat hair that are also spun threads, but they're not bichlal begotten. like what's it called, things made for measuring, right? Measuring tape measures. But they're made out of, what's it called, long strands of goat hair that are spun, right, and they become measuring sticks. So I might think that that's also, what's it called, Makabal Tumah? Tamad Lomar Sak. Mas Sak Tovi V'Orig. Av Kol Tovi V'Orig. It's not enough just to be spun. It can't just be a plain thread. It has to have some semblance of being woven. Doesn't have to be mamish woven, because that we learn from Orig, that even if it's, what's it called, kalua, even if it's braided, that's good enough. Okay, I've called Tovi Orig. Okay, Rashi, Ein li elasak, ha'osi lil boshroi. I might think the only kind of beged that's made out of goat hair, that's tameh, is an actual sack, which is worn sometimes by shepherds. So since some people wear it, that's called a beged, and that's makabel tumah. But kilkili, misrach shel su, shekorin paitro. It's again some kind of a girth that goes around the sus. Chabot, singular shel sarg v'ukif, v'osin also minotza shel izim, tovi v'orik, or some kind of thing that holds on the saddle, on a donkey. These things are also made out of goat's hair, right? Nobody ever wears them. But they're also called a beged. That we learn from Osak. Yochos animar v'hachavolim v'hamashichos, she'osim limdo, things made for measuring. The kolin min hanotza, k'moshe nitlisha, the enotovit. Rashi says this is braided, but it's not spun. V'lo domi l'koleh sholosh nimim d'le'el, t'hosim tovuyu, v'zue arigoso. Right, those are what's it called, first spun into threads, and then braided. That's considered like it's woven. But here, the pieces of the goat hair is not spun into threads. It's just braided. And that's not considered beged to be makabel tumah. Okay. Yochel, oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay. Hari hu omer b'mace. Now the word says, by tumas mace, it says the following. The chol klior. The chol maase izim, any kind of kli made out of leather, or any kind of thing made out of izim, out of goat hair, tischato. Okay, all of that needs is makabel tumah, and it has to go through the process of mechatos to become tahor. Larabos, what does that come to include? Hakil kalivias achavak. That comes to include by goat hair. Even these kinds of things that are made for a horse or for a donkey, right, to hold on the saddle or to go underneath the under part of the animal. Even though no human being wears them, they're considered a beged to makabel tumah. Yochos ani marbe sachavolim v'samashichos. I might think that you should be marbe also measuring sticks, right, that are made out of unspun threads of what's unspun goat hairs, right? And just braided goat hairs, the dinhu, and you could learn it, what's it called, that it is makabel tumah. How? Timei b'sheretz v'timei b'meis. The Torah was matame kalim by sheretz and by mace, right? Begodim, made out of goat's hair. Makish timei b'sheretz lo timei eletovui v'orig, right? Just like by sheretz. The Torah said specifically it has to be spun into threads and then woven. Similarly, by mace, it has to be tovi v'orig. And therefore, we know by tumas mace that measuring sticks are not makabel tumah, right? Just like by sheretz. Samara says, no. You can't learn like that. Because it may be true that by tumas sheretz, measuring cords are not makabel tumah. But by tumas mace, which is much more chomer, maybe there is makabel tumah. Just because by tumas sheretz it's not makabel tumah, right? Because that's not considered arig, but by tumas mace, maybe it is. Tamid lomar beged v'or. Beged v'or l'gzereshava. That's why the Torah used the same lashonos, beged and or. And beged and or by tumas sheretz and by tumas mace, to tell me that what's it called, Zereshavah, Namar beged v'or b'sheretz, v'namar beged v'or b'neis, ma beged v'or ha'omer b'sheretz lo tini eletovi v'orig, at beged v'or ha'omer b'neis lo tini eletovi v'orig. Right, so therefore the Gzereshava, we'll see in one second, you don't ask questions on it. And Echanami, it could be that this is more chomer, this is more kal, but we're learning it from Gzereshava. Gzereshava is mamish like it can be written in the Pasuk, and whatever your svaras are, the Torah says not like that. See Rashi. The dinhu, shalom nirva. And really, min hadin, you can't include these things that are not tovi v'orig. V'lo tzarech krol amuteh. We don't need really a pasuk to tell me it's not like that. Why? Hein, tmiyo, v'chidvarim kivun, kavonim hein? Are these, this is the proper limud? Right? That just because by tumas sheretz we find that these things are not makabel tumah, the mele by tumas meis, they're not makabel tumah? In heikel b'tumas sheretz shukala, kolomer in heikel m'letami chavolim m'shichos, heikel l'cho b'sheretz shetumasu kala, tumas eret, right? If that which we find by tumas sheretz, which is only tumah till the evening, it's only tummy that day, right? And because of that, we find by tumas sheretz that measuring cords are not makabel tumah. Nekel gam anachnu v'binyan av zeh v'neishin tumasu chamura tumasai. You should be nekel by tumas meis, which is tumas shivas yomim, right? The av hatumah of tumas meis. Person touched the meis, tummy for 7 days, and he needs meichatas. So maybe there the Torah was marba even these things, even measuring cords. Where it says, okay, you're right. Just from a binyan av, just like we find over here, that wouldn't be enough to say the halacha applies to tumas meis. But we have a gzereshav. Okay. Where it says, Uma beged v'or ha'omer b'meis, tomei kol masa izim, af beged v'or ha'omer b'sheretz, tomei kol masa izim. Right? And just like, and now we have a gzereshav, it works both ways. Just like the beged and or that said by tomei meis, includes all kinds of things that you make from izim, right? So same thing by tumas sheretz, even though it doesn't say kol masa izim, includes kol masa izim by tumas sheretz too. That by tumas sheretz also all things made, not just the sack, but all things, the chabuk and the kilkel, they also are mekabel tumah. Where it says ein li ela dover haba min ha'izim, I think it's only goat hair, right? That is mekabel tumah. Menayin l'rabas dover habava mizon of hasus, things similar to that, horse hairs from the horse tail, mizon of apara and cow tail hairs. How do I know if you make something a beged out of that? It's makabel tumah. Talmud lomar osak, right? It says not only sak but osak. So osak comes to include that all these other kinds of hairs. Amor says v'hafikte l'kilkli v'chavak. You already learned from osak that it's not only a sack, but it's things made from goat hair that are not sacks that are worn by human beings, or also makabel tumah. How do you use this again to tell me that it's not only goat hair, but even other hairs? We already learned it's not only a sack, but it's things similar to a sack made out of goat hair. But I don't. How can I learn from here also that it's things not made out of goat hair too? Gemara says, "Hani mile mikmei delesei gzereshava." That's before we knew there was a gzereshava, so we needed to learn from osak. That it, what's it called, that it included kilkli v'chavot. But hashta da'asi gzereshava, but now that we have a gzereshava, yasurle. Right, now it's extra. Why? Because from the gzereshava, we learn from Tomei Meis that it says kol masa izim, that includes a kilkli and a chavot. Not just sacks, but everything else that's made out of woven, spun goat hair. So now all goat hair things are covered from the gzereshava. So now the extra word, osak, comes to tell me not only goat hair things, but even cow hair and horse hair things too. The ainli ela b'sheretz. I know that, all of these things, by sheretz. The tumas meis minayin. How do I know these things by tumas meis? That they're also included, what's it called, horse hairs and cow hairs. Right? One second, let's just read Rashi till here. Just like you learn meis from sheretz to exclude measuring cords, you also learn sheretz from meis, that by meis it says kol masa izim, that includes things that are not a sack, but are made out of goat hair, like the kilkeli and the chavak of the horses and donkeys. So now the Gemara says, in the elabesheretz, the osak awesome seed. How do I know that that's makabel tuma, horse hairs and cow hairs, tail hairs, right? By tumas meis, maybe it's only by sheretz. Only by sheretz we have that ribui of osak. Doesn't say that by tumas meis. So how do I know by tumas meis that it's also marbe, goat, what's it called, horse hairs and cow hairs? The dinhu. And l'chori, you could think you could learn it from a svar. Tumei b'meis, the tumei b'sheretz. The Torah said these things are tumei by tumas meis, and it also is tumei b'sheretz. Makish tumei b'sheretz. Asa dover ha'mizu mizon v'asuf mizon zapora k'maisa izim. Just like we find by tumas meis that the Torah, no, just like we find by tumas sheretz that the Torah said specifically osak. To include other kinds of hairs, cow and horse hairs. So too, by tumas meis, right? If by tumas sheretz these things are makabel tuma, surely by tumas meis. And now we don't have that svar to say, no, just because it's makabel tuma by something that's chomer, should we call it makabel tuma by tumas cow? No, maybe if it's by tumas cow it's makabel tuma, surely by tumas chomer it's makabel tuma. What? We'll see. The Gemara says, you could learn it, but then, the Gemara says, Hain, in here, by the Tumas Erev, she Maruba, near by the Tumas Shiva, she Muetis, no, as far as just the opposite, not a Kabbalah. Maybe something that is more common, Tumas Erev, there's more, just since it's more common, there are more things that are Tumas. But something that's less common Tumas, there's less things that are Tumas. Right? The Torah didn't, since the tumah is less common, the Torah didn't make so many things tamei by that. Talmud lomar, beged v'or, l'gzereshava. That's why you couldn't learn it without the gzereshava. You learn it from the gzereshava. But from a kal v'chomer, you wouldn't learn it. Or a binyanav. Right? Because they're not similar. There's reasons to say it only applies by sheretz and not by meis. Nemer beged v'or b'sheretz, v'nemer beged v'or b'meis. Ma beged v'or homer b'sheretz, asa dover haba mizon v'asuf, mizon v'aporek ma'isa izim. Ma beged v'or homer b'meis, asa dover haba mizon v'asuf, mizon v'aporek ma'isa izim. So we learn this from the Gzeres Shava also. That just like by tumas sheretz, from the word, what's it called, osak, we learn that even horse hairs and cow hairs are also also tamei. So too, by tumas meis, we learn that horse hairs and cow hairs are also mekabel tuma. Okay. Gemara says umufna, and this gzeres shava is gzeres shava mufna, meaning the words beged v'or are extra. We'll see on both tzadim, okay, but at least on one side, right? They're not needed for its own sake. They're completely extra words. The ilav mufna, because if it wouldn't be extra words, right? It'd be gzereshava, but you need the words of the gzereshava to teach you things about the parsha itself. They're not just there for the sake of the gzereshava, ikala mifrach. Then you're allowed to ask questions on that gzereshava. The gzereshava only works if there's nothing to be mafrich, the connection between these two things. But if there's a svara to separate between them, then you don't learn this gzereshava. Because then you could ask a question. Mala sheretz shekei matami b'chadosha. No, these halachas only apply to sheretz because its chomer is matami even with an adosha. Sheretz a koshu, the size of a lentil, is matami, right? But tumas meis, you need a shear. So maybe only by tumas sheretz do these halachas apply, not by tumas meis. Versus loy, yes, it is afnuye mufne. It's extra. You can't ask any questions. Michti. Sheretz is special shichvazera. Why is it extra? Because sheretz is a hekesh between sheretz and shichvazera. The seed, isha shetitzei mimenu shichvazera, v'somech lei isha sheyiga v'chol sheretz. So there's a hekesh between tumas sheretz and tumas shichvazera. Uksid bebe shichvazera, and by shichvazera it says, v'chol beged, v'chol or, asher yiyalav shichvazera. Beged v'or, the cause of rachmona b'sheretz lamali. So I know that Tumas Sheretz is similar to Tumah of Shichva Zera. And Shichva Zera, says Mefeirish, is Metame, Beged, and Or. So why do I need to be told that Tuma Sheretz is Matame Beged V'or? I know it already from Shechva Zera. I have a Hekesh to Shechva Zera. So why do I need it to repeat it by Sheretz? Shema Mino Alaf Nuye. It's only repeated by Sheretz to make this Zereshava. Bakati Mufna Mitzarechadu. That's only from one side. From the Sheretz side, the words Beged V'or are totally extra. Honi Chalaman Diomer Mufna Mitzarechad Lemeidim Ve'in Meshivim. That's good according to the person who says the opinion that holds that Gzereshava, where one side of the Gzereshava is totally extra, you don't ask any questions on it. But according to the Man, the Umro holds that it's only when it's mufta from both sides, both words of the Gzereshava have to be totally extra. But if one side is needed for the thing itself, and the other side is totally extra, you still can ask questions. Right? So we can still ask the question. How can we learn from a Gzeres Shava between Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Meis that horse hairs and cow hairs are also Metabel Tumah? Maybe no. Only by Tumas Sheretz, which is Metabel Tumah Bakadasha, right? That's where this halach applies. But not by Tumas Meis where you need a shear. According to Ron says that if one side only is totally extra, you still can ask questions. Michael Lemaymer. Where it says, no, the mace no meachnuye mufta. No, both sides are completely. Even the side of mace, he doesn't have to say deged v'or by mace. Nichti, mace is kish l'shich v'zera. Mace is also hukash l'shich v'zera. Deceiv, anogeya b'chol tomei nefesh, o ish asher teitzei mivenu shich v'zera. It says tomei nefesh and shich v'zera. Together in the same pasuk, which is a hekesh. Uksi b'shich v'zera, v'chol beged v'chol or, beged v'or, the cause of Rachmana b'nei shlomali, and by shich v'zera it says beged v'or. So I would know that tamei meis is also matamei beged v'or. Why do I need it to say beged v'or? Extra, completely, just to make this pirishava. Lomali shmami no alaf nuye. Suppose there's a very simple question. Now the problem, why do we need all of these pirishavas? If tamei meis is hukas l'shich v'zera, and Sheretz is Huch Vazera, so let's learn one from the other. Forget about the Gzereshava, right? Just the fact is, both of them are Hukish L'Shich Vazera, let's burn both from each other, right? Dover HaLomid, Behekesh is Choser V'Lomid, right? This one's like, if A equals B, and what's it called, B equals C, then A equals C. Both of them are Hukish L'Shich Vazera, right? And by Shich Vazera it says Beged V'Or. So let's learn both of them from each other one. What? What?
You don't need Gzereshava.
You don't need the Gzereshava, right. No, but it's a Hekesh. And a Hekesh ain't Meshivan ala Hekesh. Gzereshava you can ask questions on. Hekesh you don't want to ask questions on. Ain't Meshivan ala Hekesh. No. A Gzereshava that's not Mufna, you can ask a question. But a Hekesh ain't Meshivan ala Hekesh. Hekesh you don't ask questions. Right, that's a cloud in Hekesh. Hekesh is like it's mamish mufurish in the Torah. If Zereshav is only mufurish if it's mufna. If it's not mufna, then lemeidim u'mashivim. But ain't mashivim, right, that's a cloud. Ain't mashivim in Hekesh. Right? But what's it called? So since, what's it called? One thing that you learn from a Hekesh, you can learn from another thing from a Hekesh. So now these two things are mukesh, so you need a Zereshav. And on a Hekesh, you don't ask any questions. He doesn't have an answer to it. It seems in the Gemara that for some reason you can't do that. Okay. Rashi. Ainli ala b'sheretz the osak osam seed. Im riba latami dover habom izon of asus betumas erev hu deriba. Now maybe what's it called? The Torah only was marbe these extra hairs that they're makabel tuma by tumas erev shehi maruba shekol hamagos tumas erev hein. Right, most tumas of things that come in contact with other things are only Tumas Erev. Sheretz, Nevela, Shech Vezera, Maga Hazav, Maga Tomei Meis, person who was Makabel Tumah from a Meis. His Maga is only Tomei Erev. So most Tumas, the more usual Tumas, are Tumas Erev. So there the Torah was Marbe more Tumah. Nirba Anabat Tumas Zayin, Shekeimu Etesi, Sheinu B'cholam Agol, Shalom Maga HaMeis Bilvat. There it's only from an Avatumah that's Shivat Yomin. Right, but not from any other kind of maga. So it's a very rare tumah. So by rare tumahs, the Torah didn't say a lot of tumahs. Mufna, Tzara should take Zereshava Zumi Beis Tevos, the Beged Va'or Mufnim Lemedrashet. Right? There, in order not to ask this question, right, where it's, when no matter what, you, the Zereshava, makes the two things together, Shelo Yutzrichim Legufan. It has to be that they're extra and you don't need it for its own sake. Once it's a gzereshava mufne, it's mamish like it's written in the pasuk. It's written in the pasuk. You can't ask any questions. That's what the Torah said. But if it's not mufne, then it's a limud. A limud you can ask questions on. And a hekesh is never considered. Hekesh is always considered like it's mamish written in the pasuk. The fact that it's mukash in the pasuk is as if the Torah said it mamish by that thing. Once it's as if the Torah said it mamish, you can ask all the questions you want. Right? You can also only put pull them. The Torah said this is where halacha. Yeah, hekesh. Hashem, hekesh, not. It's machlokas Rashi and Tosus really in Sukkah. Right? We know for sure gzereshava, a person can't learn by himself. But you need the mesorava gzereshava though is not necessarily that this is the limud. There were a certain amount of gzereshavas, and they knew that certain words were given for gzereshavas, and they had to use them as part of that list. But there was certain leeway in. They could, otherwise, there couldn't be any arguments in Gzeira Shavah, right? And we know for sure a Kal V'chomer, a person could learn for himself. Shailas, what about the other Midos? Tosfos, I think, is Mashma, that all the other Midos are like Kal V'chomer. And you could learn it by yourself, including a Hekish. And Rashi, or it could be the other way around, I don't remember now. And Rashi, one of them says that's the opposite, that only a Kal V'chomer you learn for yourself. All the other Midos you have to have a Mesora for. Zereshov is only an example. Now, you know, this all, no, Kal V'chomer is only an example. Right? But all the Midos are like Kal V'chomer except for Zereshov. Okay. The Elab Mufna, Amrin Legufan, Bo'av Elo Yalfina, Loham Milsa Minai. Because if it wouldn't be Mufna, then since we have a question, we would say it doesn't come to tell me Zereshov. It just comes to tell me Beged and Or by itself. Could have said in the beginning, on the first Gzereshava. Umiyu aski lekula brisa bereisha, but the Gemara wanted to bring down the whole brisa. Uparech ahad the solik minan. It asks on the question on the end thing. First, we want to finish the brisa, and then it asks the question on the thing we finished with. Ubishinuya the mashdin and baha mitarsinamika. And now we could have asked the question back on the first Gzereshava, and the same answer we give over here, we give over there. It's mufna. Lo'ei be'emes. Uchsibe b'shichva zera, the beged v'or, t'meim heim bo. Mitzad echor, aksubim b'sheretz mufnim k'damorin. Aval aksubim b'neisei mufnim. And there's a man diomer who holds that if it's only mufna mitzad echor, you still could ask questions on it. Honich, l'man diomer plukzad rabbi shmuel v'rabbonin him esechus nidim al peles. El l'man diomer l'meidim imein tshuva, m'shivim yesh l'hashiv, if it's only mufna mitzad echor, ma'ikal l'meimer, har yesh l'hashiv, shekein mitami b'chadoshah. Maybe you can't learn Nes from Sheretz, because Sheretz has a chumrah that it's Matami Kadosha. V'hanogea b'chol tomei nefesh o isha sher teitzim menu shichva zera. Okay, let's go on. V'nakri v'skorban Hashem, isha sher motza klizah v'etzodah v'etzomid tabas ogil v'kumas. It's a pasuk in this week's Sedra. That they brought as a korban to the Rabbanu Shalom all these jewelry that they captured from Midian. Amr Belazer, Ogil, so what are these tachshitim? Ogil zetfu shel dagim. Ogil, even though an ogil can be a ring, a round thing, the Marsha says that we find agilim that go around fingers, but an ogil is a round-shaped thing. And therefore there's an ogil that also was like a brazier, right? It was a tfus for the breast. Kumaz zetfushal beis harechem. A kumaz is a tachshit that went on the beis harechem. Also makum. Amrav Yosef ihachi hainu de mitargeminon machuch. And that's why the kumaz, the targum for kumaz is machuch. Dover hamevi ledigichuch. Something that brings to lightheadedness. Gichuch really means laughter. But here it means more like licentiousness, or talis rosh, right? That kind of laughter, right? To revelry, that's the good word. It brings to revelry. Because it's the makom what's it called, erva. Omer le rava migufei de krosh ramino. Forget about the targum. The word itself implies that. Kumaz kan makom zima. This is the place. It's nus. Rashi. Tfush shel dadim shemunachos bo. Brazier. Gichuch leitzonis. Vayitzov Moshe al pekudei hachoyel. There's always a connection between the Omer Yomi and the parsha. Moshe got angry at the officers coming back from the war with Midian. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Aravua, Omer Lahen Moshe Yisrael. Shema chazartem lekilkulchem harishon. Maybe you went back to your original kilkul by Benos Moav, right? That you were mezana. You went back to your znus. Rashi says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu think that? Lekulkalchem shol maisa shitim liznusis Benos Moav. Shema kachasisim b'midyon l'chein atem tzrichim korban. So Rashi says it's going back on the fact that when they came and they said we have to bring a korban from all these tachshitim, so Moshe said, why do you have to bring a korban for? You must have sinned. And you must have sinned the same way you sinned by Moav, with Znus, and now you want to bring all these things as a kapar. The Marsha says this with the korban is much later, after Moshe got angry. To say that this happened before is very difficult. So he says, very simple. They brought back the women. Right? The women that were there, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. So maybe you brought back the women, you resigned with them. Right? Maybe you went back to the kilka. Moshe was choshing them because they brought back the women. Why are you bringing back the women if it's not that you already had intentions of being mezana with them? Right? Or you were mezana with them. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's chashash. Not because later on they wanted to bring a korban. So they said, Amrulo, in Mide Adeira Yatsanu, Mide Hirur Lo Yatsanu. Right? Enachana, we haven't sinned. But the reason we want to bring this carbon, right, is because maybe we were Maharer, Ba'adeir. Okay? It's more mash like Rashi. What? Shukwain? Oh, yeah. Hari Amrulo, Lo Nifka Bimenu Ish. So they said to him, no, if we were Mazana, we would have lost some people. Right? Nobody was lost. Obviously, we're Tzaddikim. Right? Nobody was lost in battle. Omer Lahem came Kapara Lama. So later on, right, he asked them, why do you need Kapara for that? Right? Omrulo, in Midi Aveira Yotzano, Midi Hira Lo Yotzano. Right? Maybe we were Yotzei not doing the Aveira, but Hira Aveira, maybe yes. And, the Marsha says, and the that which led us to Hira Aveira wasn't the women. It was the jewelry that we took. Looking at the jewelry, maybe somebody had a Hira Aveira. The women we stayed away from completely. That we weren't chozer l'kilkulchem. But here, maybe we were chozer a little bit with hira veira because of the thing. So we're using them now as a korban. We're taking them and using a korban. Meyad v'nakriv is korban Hashem. Tanit veira b'shmuel, Rashi. Lo nifkad, lo nechzer midas Yehudis. So the Gemara learns lo nifkad doesn't mean no one was killed. Lo nifkad means nobody died spiritually. Nobody was affected spiritually. Lo nifkad bimenuish. Right? It means both things. Because nobody was affected spiritually, nobody was killed. But the reason they weren't killed is because we didn't lose, and nobody lost any of their Yiddishkeit. Right? They all remained faithful. So if that's the case, there was no chay. But because the hirurei aveira, because of the tachshitim, that may be a problem. And they ask, Lechora, when Moshe Rabbeinu was brought the things for the tachshitim of the Jewish tachshitim, Jewish women's tachshitim, so he had to make a whole drisha v'chakira to see that it wasn't something used for Aveira before he used it for the kiyur. And here he took these, what's it called, the things that were goyisha women's things, right, without any problem. And they must not were used for Aveira. So why there, he didn't want to take the tachshitim until he found out that they meant l'shem shomayim and they never were used for anything then. Here it was okay to use for a bit. So there's two answers, I think. They're my answers. I didn't see anybody. So one answer is the same idea of ein kateger nasa saneger. Normally we say that something that's a negative thing can't be used for a positive thing. But the exception to that is where you want to use the negative thing to be mechaper on the thing, the negative thing itself. In other words, you use an eagle to mechaper on cheto eagle. But you don't use something that remembers the eagle to mechaper on something else. Then you say in kategor, but if you're using that thing to mechaper on that thing itself, that's fine. Right? That's good. So Mela over here, over there, the women who were bringing their tachshitim weren't being machaper on whatever averas they had done with those tachshitim. They were going to use them for the Mishkan stop. And then we say in Kateger Nasa Sanegra if they would have been used for negative things. And therefore, Moshe had to make sure that they weren't used for anything negative things. But when it comes to taking these tachshitim, which they themselves caused the avera, they want to now be mechaper, that's fine. You don't say in Kateger Nasa Sanegra that. Here we want to mechaper for the sin itself that these things caused. That's okay. Right? That you use the bad thing for something good to take away the pgam. That's one possible answer. Another answer is that Jewish women, right, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Jews can be pogame in this world tremendously. But Goyim can. Goyim can do things in this world. They can't create more pagam in spiritual words or whatever. So if a Goy used a kli for something bad, it doesn't have any effect. The kli is a kli. Right? His maisa doesn't make any pagam. But a Jew uses a kli for something bad, it's pogame the kli. Can't use it for something good. But the Goy, who cares what the Goy used for? The Goy can't affect any kind of ruchni stick of pagam, right? And therefore, it didn't make a difference. The tachshitim of Nishay Nidyan are still fit for putting in the, as a korban in the mikdash. But the tachshitim of a Jewish woman who used it for the wrong way, that wouldn't be proper. Okay? Mipnei, let's just finish. Mipnei mahu tzruchu yisrael shavoso dor kapara. Mipnei shezon nuei nehem ino erba. Why did they need this kapara? Because they looked at erva, or at these tachshitim that reminded them of the erva. Shezonu lashen mazon. Shenehenu b'marasayim. They imbibed on what they saw. Rashi says, and Marsha says more poshet. It comes lashen mazonus. Right? They strayed after their eyes on what they saw. Amr of Sheishis, name Amona, Akos of Tashit and Shebechutz and Tashit and Shebechnim. Why the Torah grouped together the ornaments that are worn on the outside, right? The face, the arms, and the ornaments that are worn in the private parts of a person. Lomer lechokol, a mistakel, be'etzbektan, the shalisha, kilo mistakel, makom atorfa. That a person who stares to get enjoyment, even at the small finger of a woman, which is the ring finger, right, and that's why it mentions rings, is just like your mistakel b'makom atorfa, where the kumaz was, right? Because the idea is that there's two ideas here. What's the, why it's the same thing? The Maral says, because the ikar iser is the hearer. Right? The ikar is not looking. It's not where you look, it's what it causes. So if somebody looks at a woman's etzbektana and has the same hirurim that he would have had as he looked at Mokum HaTorfa, the isser is the same isser. The isser is not the place. The isser is what it leads you to think. So if you get the same thoughts from etzbektana, the same isser as Mokum HaTorfa. That's what the Maral says. But then Yehoyada says that since you're mechaven to be Nehenda from the etzbektana, the only reason you're not looking at the Mokum HaTorfa is you can't. But if you could, you'd look there too. But all right, nothing stops you from being Mechavan to be Nehenah Be'etzbektana. So any Aveira that you're only not doing because it's impossible, but if you could, you would do it, it's considered like you did it. Right? So you would have looked at the Mokum HaTorfa if you could, but you can't, so you're looking at her Etzbektana instead to get the same Hanoah. But if you could have looked at the Mokum HaTorfa, you would have done that too. But all right, you look at the Etzbektana. And that's why, what's it called? That's the, that's why it's the same thing. Rashi. Tachshit n'shebechutz tabas, the ring. Tachshit n'shebethnim kumas. Lo mecha mestakel be'etzba, she mokum tabas, ke mestakel be'mokum kumas, sharei kapora zu, ashen stakluba. Right, they looked at the place of the ring the same way and had those hirurim royim, the same way if they looked at the kumas and had those hirurim royim.